Hello and welcome to the Friday, September 21st, 2012 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Las Vegas, Nevada. Earlier this week, a couple of large banks in the U.S. Had a hard time with denial of service attacks. News reports indicated that the Citibank, Bank of America, as well as probably JP Morgan were subject of a larger denial of service attacks. The FSISAC, in response, did elevate its threat level, warning that some of these denial of service attacks may actually be part of an attempt to mask some fraud transactions. One of the problems is that during a denial of service attack, a customer can't log in to the bank's website, so they may not notice that a lot of their money just left because of a fraudulent transaction. Some posts on Pastebin, however, did mention some vague political reasons for these attacks. They do mention a video, but that video apparently doesn't even exist. So it's not really clear how real the political background here is or whether this is really more standard financial fraud. And assuming that you're listening to this podcast in the long line in front of your favorite Apple store waiting for the new iPhone to become available, I'm sure you're interested in hearing about a new vulnerability in iOS. This vulnerability was demonstrated in iOS 5.1.1 this Wednesday at the Pwn to Own contest in Amsterdam at Eurosec West. Turns out that iOS 6 is apparently vulnerable as well, but of course on Wednesday only iOS 5.1.1 was available. With this vulnerability, if a victim is visiting a malicious website, all contacts, photos, and other personal information from the iPhone may be extracted by this malicious website. The exploit was demonstrated on an iPhone, but given that iPhones and iPads essentially use the same software, iPads, of course, are vulnerable as well. Again, this is demonstrated against iOS 5.1.1, but iOS 6 is expected to be vulnerable as well. The exploit has not been made public and details about the exploit have been sent to Apple to have it hopefully fixed in iOS 6.0.1. And more problems for Oracle, this time in its flagship database product. Oracle Database 11G releases 1 and 2 are vulnerable to a pretty embarrassing offline password brute forcing issue. Turns out that as you connect to the Oracle database, the database will send you a salt and a session key. The user or the client is then supposed to respond with a hashed password. But as it turns out, the session key does leak sufficient information about the password that just by knowing the session key and the salt, the attacker is now able to offline brute force the password until they find the right password that matches this particular session key. This problem has actually been fixed in older versions of Oracle, but has not been fixed in this latest version of Oracle because, well, it can't be fixed without breaking the basic protocol, how clients connect to the database. So the protocol has to change, and of course then the client has to be updated in order to use a different protocol, whatever they come up with next, to connect to the database. Additional details about this problem will be released at the EcoParty conference in Buenos Aires on Thursday. And yes, that's the same conference where we'll also get the official release of the SSL crime flaw. And then remember, we should see an Internet Explorer fix coming out today. So keep your eyes and ears open and apply that fix as quickly as possible. And well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.